If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner ShipStation and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you're not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, Side Hustle School friends, community, listeners, what is your favorite emoji? Do you use emoji when you text? Do you use it all the time? Do you never use it? I think my favorite is the I'm thinking face, or maybe the cat with a smirk face. Of course, the croissant also comes in handy, the airplane taking off, the airplane landing. And I realize when talking about emojis that not everyone is a fan. Some people hate emojis. But here's the thing, today's story, I think it's a pretty great story whether you love or hate emojis. It's basically two success stories in one. It's about a guy in California who takes one idea and turns it into a successful app on the App Store. Actually debuts at number one, ends up making a lot of money, but then he reinvents the whole thing and goes to a convenience store convention, which, by the way, those exist, a convenience store convention in search of licensing his intellectual property on items made for sale at gas stations. Now, this effort is also successful, although in a very different way. So the headline probably gives you a little preview of where we're going today. Up in smoke, stoner culture emojis roll out $10,000 a month in passive income. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you all about it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Whether you love them, hate them, or use them exclusively to convey your thoughts and feelings online, there's no denying that emojis have infiltrated our society. Although text messages have become a major form of communication, by themselves they often fall a little flat with words alone. The days before emoji were fraught with miscommunication and a dark period in our history. Although emojis got their start as simple punctuation-based smileys, they really hit their stride by 2016. And that's where today's story begins. You see, 2016 was the year that Apple introduced new emojis for cheese, champagne, and tacos, among others. And at the time, a 25-year-old Eli Graham was working as a product manager for a digital marketing agency in Los Angeles, California. Like most millennials his age, Eli had an eye for trends. Always on the cutting edge of what was new, he noticed that the emoji market showed no sign of slowing. And with the legalization of marijuana coming through the haze, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to combine the two in the form of a side hustle. Although he had some experience in design, Eli opted to hire an illustrator to bring his ideas to life. He created a new set of emojis with an edge from stoner culture and a healthy hit of parody. Basically, he created a set of emojis that looked like they were drunk, stoned, or high. Since it was 2016, they even threw in some emojis of Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and the current occupant of the White House. In the beginning, building an app seemed like his best bet, so Eli hired a developer fluent in Swift, an iOS programming platform, to get everything in place. And from there, he started doing what he did best, which was marketing his upcoming product. Since this was more of a niche, not to mention a federally illegal market, he reached out to people who were open about their extracurricular activities. There were quite a few different influencers on his list, but he found his most helpful ally in the OG stoner himself, Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame. That's right, do you remember Cheech and Chong? Some listeners know exactly who I'm talking about, others might need to go to Google or YouTube. Basically, Tommy Chong is a famous weed smoker, among other things. And in exchange for some much-needed media attention from a large number of Eli's target audience, Tommy got an emoji of himself reminiscent of his smoke-filled glory days. He also got a percentage of the profits. By May 20th, 2016, Eli's app Smokemojis was ready for the App Store. May 20th, of course, is 5/20. The original plan was to launch it on 4/20, but apparently they got high. Fortunately, with the help of his new endorsement partner, it ended up spending 3 whole days at number 1 and in Apple's top 10 for a whole week. Anticipating a successful launch, he originally planned to sell the app for $1.99, but eventually dropped it down to 99 cents. Despite the low price, as well as the commission that Apple took, the app ended up bringing in around $50,000. Now, for many people, that might have been where the story ended, but Eli had loftier goals, and he was interested in seeing if they could become more than pipe dreams. That's right, we are just getting started. So here is part 2 of the story. Eli became acquainted with some toy inventors through his day job, and he was intrigued by the way that they produced their new products. They went to trade shows looking for companies hungry for the next big thing. So before we jump into that, let's cover some vocabulary. What exactly is intellectual property licensing? Well, in simple terms, a licensing agreement is a partnership. It's a partnership between an intellectual property rights owner, or licensor, and an organization or entity who is authorized to use those rights, a licensee. They get those rights in exchange for an agreed payment, which is a fee or royalty. The way Eli saw it, the process seemed to be pretty easy, especially if you were a decent salesperson. So he thought, why not try? To find someone to license and take his emojis to the next level, he went to the biggest trade show for something like this. It's called the American Surplus Depot. This is, in fact, a large trade show for convenience store buyers and owners. Think about 7-Elevens, CVS, Walgreens, gift shops all over the U.S. That's where the buyers go to find new stuff for their stores. Eli took a rather unconventional path in making connections there. Rather than approaching people at their booth, he went through the show, walked the whole floor, and kept note of those he thought might be a good fit for his brand. When all was said and done and the last booth packed away, he had 60 organizations on his list. And over the next couple weeks, he cold called or emailed each one of them. Since these were the kind of people who received a ton of pitches, he focused on delivering a few things right up front. Number one, what he was doing and why he was different. Number two, why they should work with him. And number three, a brief document highlighting some of his emojis and his vision for them in relation to products. Out of that 60, 8 got back to him and expressed interest, and 3 companies ended up wanting to work with him. He started out with one of those companies and worked out a deal that would enable him to have an advance upfront, followed by monthly royalties paid out every 3 months. So in other words, he'd get paid some money upon signing, and then every 3 months he'd get paid royalties based on the amount of product that sold. But how did he determine what the royalty fee should be? Well, he started with some research. A big brand like Disney could ask for 20 to 25% royalty because they have so much brand equity. But someone like Eli, who was so new to the game, was obviously not going to be able to do that. So he decided to ask for 10%. To start, his new partner wanted him to design a few cigarette lighters they could show to their distributors. And Eli ended up with a couple of pretty lucky breaks. Before he'd begun the production process, 3 of their biggest clients saw the lighters he designed, loved the concept of them, thinking that they would sell well, and pre-ordered 200,000 units right up front. 200,000 units! That enabled him to move forward with his designs much more quickly than if they tested the market with 3 or 4 and then built up his lineup as they went. These days, Eli and the licensing company he partnered with have expanded their product offerings to include apparel and keychains. This company sells anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000 in product a month, which means that Eli receives roughly $10,000 to $15,000 a month in pure profit. He originally spent around $10,000 getting his app and emojis out to everyone. He then recouped his investment within the first couple of months, and everything that's been coming in since has helped him completely cover his living expenses and even pay for a new car. He still has his day job, but Eli says the best thing is he doesn't have to depend on that job. Moving forward, he has some dope plans for new designs and is even in talks with a licensing company who works with brands like Urban Outfitters. The next time you're in 7-Eleven, keep a lookout for his Smokemoji licensed items. Well, what a crazy story. And if you have one success following a trend, like what Eli did when he started, you could say that you're a little lucky. And I would say it's not just luck. Like, you still had the idea. You still took action. You still made it happen. Lots of people have ideas. They never do anything with them. But it could be fair to say that there's some luck involved as well. However, if you have two completely different successes like this, like you have one idea and then you develop them in totally different ways, like what Eli did, I think you're pretty skilled. Like, you might have some luck too, but you've really positioned yourself well to be lucky. And in this story, note what Eli didn't know how to do. Like, he didn't know how to make an app. So he went and figured it out. He hired somebody who did. He didn't know how licensing worked. So he did some research. He didn't know what royalty to charge. So he did more research, figured it out. He didn't know Tommy Chong. So somehow he connected with him. I'm not sure how that happened. The point is, all this stuff he figured out as he went along. His strength was marketing and making things happen. So everything else he just learned as he went along. Well, I found this to be an interesting case study. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Don't forget, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Don't let your ideas go up in smoke. And today's show notes, if you want to check out his business or learn more about the process, those are at sidehustleschool.com/530. Unfortunately, episode 420 has already been taken. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you do one thing today to get closer to the freedom you believe in, one thing toward your independence, your security, whatever it is you hope to create for yourself, even just a small action. Small actions do add up over time. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode. I hope you'll join me. My name is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.